It was December, I think in December of 1980, I think 1989, and I got a call from Stanley Marcus's office that I was to go down to the first floor and meet a friend of his because he had a special request. And I thought, well, of course. And so I went downstairs and I met this wonderful fellow. His name was Bud Mantz, Mantz, and he was bald and big smile on his face, and I could tell that this guy was happy with his life and was about to tell me something incredible. And sure enough, he said, "I think you're the man I need to see." I said, "How can I help you?" And he said, "Well, I'm taking my wife to Europe, and I think it's probably the last trip we're going to make because she's got cancer. And I'm doing this for her, and I'm also getting her a Chanel suit. And Stanley Marcus told me that you can figure out a way to present this to her in a way that will be unforgettable and will also be a joy to my family and that we can enjoy on Christmas Eve." And I said, "I'll be happy to help you. That sounds like a wonderful idea." So, of course, we had about a week, and I pitched an idea to him. He loved it, and so I went back to the display department, and I created a mannequin out of foam core, which is a building board that's very easy to work with and lightweight. And so I made this foam core mannequin that fit the dress or the little suit. And I made a little scroll for her to hold in her hand with the ticket to Paris. And so this had to be done in a way that the family would enjoy. And so I built a storefront with a bay window, like a little French store, and it had a little door on the side, and I painted the back of it like the inside of a store with hat boxes on shelves, and I made the door work because I knew that he had grandchildren, and they could use it like a playhouse after the initial presentation was made. And so we took all these materials with us. I took one guy from the crew, and we went out to his house, and we set this up in their den. No one was home, and we set this up in the den, and I'd taken some gold lamé fabric, and I had glued little gold cherubs to clothespins, and we covered up this thing with these little clothespins, and he was ecstatic. He understood exactly what I was doing and was with us the whole way, helped us, was totally excited. And when we finally finished, he pulled out a bottle of champagne, and we drank a toast to his family and to Christmas. And then he told us what they were going to do that next day. Well, over champagne, Bud told us that they were going to wake up in the morning and see what Santa Claus had brought them, and then and enjoy this amazing reveal to see the Playhouse store, and then they were going to get in a horse-drawn carriage and ride around the neighborhood to look at all the Christmas decorations and to see all the other families with their new toys out in the front lawn. And it just brought back memories of my own childhood when we wouldn't do a horse-drawn carriage, but we would definitely walk around the neighborhood and see what everybody else had. The more he talked, the more I felt like I'd met this guy before, and I started looking around the house. And Bud Mantz had an advertising company, and he was all about flash and dash and promotions, and I saw evidence of things in the house that seemed familiar. And I asked him, I said, have you ever done anything like this before? And he said, oh yes. Turns out Bud Mantz is the man that when Stanley Marcus wrote in Minding the Store about the amazing Christmas gifts that he put together, like the cashmere parfait, where he got a huge brandy snifter and layered it with colors, with pastel-colored cashmere sweaters, and then topped it with a ruby. It was for Bud Mance. So I felt like I got to be part of that history. And this was the last chapter. There is a humorous little epilogue to this, though, because the world is crazy, because about 10 years later, I was doing something, signing a document or something, and I needed a notary. And I found a notary in the Yellow Pages, and I agreed to meet them at a Starbucks. And this lovely woman showed up, and she had blonde hair, and she was kind of bigger than life. And I told her what I needed, and she signed the document, and she signed her name, and her last name was Mance. And I had to ask her, I said, "Are you related to Bud Mance?" And she said, "That's my grandfather." And she went on to say, "And you worked at Nemeth?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I did." And she said, "Are you the guy that made all that amazing stuff for us that Christmas?" I said, "Yes, I am." And it was just, and we had a big hug, and we saw one another a couple of times after that, but it was just such an amazing coincidence to have met the little girl who got to enjoy the little playhouse I had made for them. And that's probably my best memory of having that responsibility as a visual manager. To be able to do something like that, no money changed hands. We did it out of sheer respect and appreciation for a good, long-standing customer, and didn't even think twice about it. It's, of course, we would do it. And that's the kind of spirit that I really embraced and I really loved about working there. It's nice to know that kind of thing, you know, happened, and that she had a memory that lasted her whole life and is still kicking. You know, it's really something. I've